This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, if I could fund myself with one plug a day, I'd do it. But we're a talk radio format where we have 14 minutes of ads for our local radio stations and TV stations. And then I've got a plug, or we're not here. It's that simple. So I really appreciate the viewers and listeners, and we're like just at the point of keeping everybody employed, fighting, going out on the road, doing all the great things we do, breaking all the exclusives from your support. So thank you for your support. I would like to get into the black extra. I'd like to expand. I've got a bunch of huge plans, but I cannot do it without you. Plus, we have amazing products. So the new sale is Alpha Power Male Vitality Energy Stamina, known herbs that are healthy and good for your body, very regenerative, amazing. Does so many things for your whole body, your bone marrow, you name it. Talk about immune boosting. Alpha Power, back in stock, 40% off, part of the restocked and reloaded sale. We also have Prostaguard, which is saw palmetto, great for men, great for women as well, all your glands. Documented for the prostate, and then it's got a bunch of known vitamins, known minerals. Again, it's basically a multivitamin, so that's why it is a top seller as well. Then Winter Sun, D3 is the king daddy of it all. It's the king daddy of it all. It is back in stock, 40% off as well. D3 with vitamin K under the tongue, so you get better absorption. It's very sweet naturally. No sweetener needed. Just like vitamin B12 sweet as well. We have 2 or 12, but under the tongue, or Ultra 12, and it's all right there. And Rocket Rest, a very strong version of Down and Out liquid formula in the dry formula. It's powerful, so look out when you take it. Deep sleep, blast off to quick sleep, blast off in the morning with amazing restorative, regenerative rest. Rocket Rest, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And we've sold out for 6 months of our... previously, our number 2 seller, and that is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Turmeric Construct. People love it for its anti-inflammatory and everything else it does. We just can't ever seem to get it. But we have the liquid formula that's very similar and excellent as well. 40% off pure turmeric liquid extract, selling out fast. But I said it is 40% off because listeners keep complaining that we don't have any turmeric. We do have turmeric, but only a couple thousand bottles. And then, of course, all T-shirts, except for the ones on sale, the baseline sale is $17.76, but then we have one special shirt of the day every day for $9.95. That's basically at cost, InfoWarsStore.com. And I've got big plans and big things and a lot of reporters that we finance that aren't in our name and a lot of groups we support and a lot of organizations we boost. But because we're so deplatformed, you don't hear us take the credit. Just believe me, we're doing a big job here at InfoWars. We're having a big effect here at InfoWars. But we're having a bigger effect through a lot of other organizations and a lot of other groups that are household names. So I want to thank you all for your support, and I want to ask you to continue to think about supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, your word of mouth is free, your prayers are free, and those are just as important or more important in the case of prayer than spreading the word or buying products. So please pray for us and spread the word, and we're all free to air every article, every video, every document. It's all copyright-free. Edit it, upload it, share it. Whatever you do, take action. Endgame, back in stock, the DVD, being sold for $3.95 a piece, zero country coding. It plays everywhere, and you're free to copy it. Please copy it. Endgame, InfoWarsStore.com right now. Now, that said, ladies and gentlemen, that's another 4-minute ad we said live. So let's take that and put that out as well for the great listeners. Because I'm trying to energize in the face of the enemy. Man, I went to dinner with James O'Keefe last night. He's like, you never surrender. You never back down. You never get in. You just attack, attack, attack. And I'm like, yeah, I'm 47. You're 20-something. And you've been kicking some major. Or she's 30 now or whatever. I just love hanging out with O'Keefe. It's great energy. God, I wish I was that age again. I'm fighting just as hard as he is. But the only way I surrender is if you don't support us. And I wouldn't surrender anyways. It's like giving out an engine running out of fuel. So please support us. All right. Paul Joseph Watson from the Wonderland, the free society, the heavenly world of London, Stan, England, from the giant Islamic capital of the world. Paul Joseph Watson takes over in T-minus 60 seconds. Tell folks to tune in or roll over and submit. I'm a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things that the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shockproofs in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
And we are live. It is the Summit News Hour. I am Paul Joseph Watson, breaking news at Summit.News. We got a raft of news to cover during the show today. Obviously, I'm going to be talking about the COVID lockdowns, because despite the fact that all the evidence coming out of Texas, South Dakota, Florida, all these other areas where they abandoned their mask mandates, their social distancing mandates, their coronavirus lockdown restrictions, data shows record low cases, data shows record low hospitalizations, record low deaths. The facts don't matter, the data doesn't matter. Here in the United Kingdom, we have a prime minister who said that the unlocking of the country would be led by data, not dates. So we look at the data, and what is the data in the United Kingdom? The data is that on Monday, yesterday, across the entire United Kingdom, we have fewer COVID deaths than road traffic accident deaths. And bearing in mind, of course, as we know, these COVID deaths are grossly over-exaggerated. I've spoken about this before, and it's crucial, and it got very little attention at the time. And this ties into everything that I'm going to talk about. Somebody did a Freedom of Information Act request to the UK government, which by law they're mandated to respond to. This was but a few months ago now, and they asked the question, very simple, direct question, how many COVID deaths that have been registered, total COVID deaths that have been announced, were caused by COVID alone and not by all these comorbidities thrown into the equation? This was on the government website, gov.uk, and the answer they came back with was, it boiled down to 1/10 of the total amount of COVID deaths that they had announced to the nation had been as a result of COVID. Only 1/10 were as a result of COVID alone. Then you look at all these cases of young people dying of COVID. Of course, you get one in a blue moon of someone, for example, in their 20s or early 30s dying of COVID. They trumpet that in the media like it's some ominous event, like it's a regular thing, a routine occurrence. Turns out most of these people who die from COVID, obviously there are unfortunate incidents where healthy young people die, but it's infinitesimal. The vast majority of prominent cases you see are morbidly obese people, because they're, of course, more prone to die. But the actual figure is 1/10 of the amount that they've announced to the nation have died of COVID alone. And again, as I said, as of yesterday, 4 people on Monday died of COVID. Now, bear in mind, this is the official figure based on the previous 28 days of reporting. And we know that these reports, these tests are notoriously inaccurate. These death statistics are notoriously inaccurate, not by means of conspiracy theories claiming that it's all fake and it doesn't exist, but by the government's own numbers on their own official government website in response to a Freedom of Information Act request. So we asked the question, we had 4 deaths yesterday from COVID. More people on average die of traffic accidents every day in the UK, and yet we're still in a state of semi-lockdown, and we will be for the next 2 months, at least. They promised us, just like they promised us there'd be no vaccine passports, which they're now rolling out, funding, experimenting with. I'm going to get into that later as well. They promised us that wouldn't happen. They promised us that all social distancing, mask-wearing restrictions would be lifted on June 21st, and yet they're planning mass public events, sports events, music events at major venues with half, quarter capacity and all these social distancing restrictions still in place. So the timeline is complete BS. Even as it stands, with only 4 people dying of COVID yesterday, they've got this timetable and they refuse to accelerate it despite the fact that over 813,000 people in the United Kingdom have lost their jobs over the past year. And they say, oh, that's because of the pandemic. It's not because of the pandemic. It's because of the lockdown. And again, they say we're gonna lead by data, not dates. Okay, the data's grossly, vastly in your favor in terms of record low cases, record low deaths. So let's lead by the data. Oh, no, we can't do that. And they're not going to lift these restrictions. That's the point. If people don't continue to resist, they're going to give us a couple of months off, a few months off. Then there are going to be some scary new variants. And, oh, we need to lock down again. That's the plan. In fact, I was told last year, in July, when we had these restrictions lifted, we had a July the 4th big unlocking, and everybody was out on the street partying, everybody was having house parties, everybody was saying, oh, thank God, it's over, it's all over. Even then, when COVID cases and COVID deaths were lower than they are now, or around the same level at least, I was told that they would reintroduce lockdown measures in October of the same year, 2020, and that's exactly what they did. They introduced them in terms of tiers, that slowly built up. All these different areas of the country were elevated into stricter and stricter tiers, and then, of course, they gave us 2 days off over Christmas. As soon as January came into effect, the lockdown came into full force once again. So, because they're going to give us 2 or 3 months off, and because we're going to think, oh, finally we've won the battle, this is all over, the battle is not over. We've heard public health officials, bureaucrats, government clongos come out and say, this is going to be 2, 3 years. Some have said 5, 10 years. If people don't stop resisting, they're going to continue to relent and to indoctrinate us with this belief that, oh my God, the government's allowing us to go to the pub. Let's all take pub selfies at pub. No, that's normal behavior. That's not something to be celebrated. Now, I'm not saying don't go to the pub for somebody's birthday party and don't celebrate their birthday party. Do that because that's what they don't want you to do. But don't celebrate the mere fact that the government has given you permission to engage in normal leisure activity. Don't set the precedent that that right, that privilege, comes from the state. It doesn't. Which is why all these people taking pub selfies are really playing into the government's hands. The good news is, though, and there's a lot of good news on this front on a day-to-day basis, the resistance is growing. Headline out of summit.news, UK Labour leader kicked out of pub by anti-lockdown landlord. Now, of course, as you know, the political system in the United Kingdom at this point is basically a two-party system, as you have in America. You have the Labour Party, the traditional left-wing party, which, just like the Democrats, has been completely subsumed, buried by identity politics. Then you have the Conservative Party, which is conservative in name only. For the past year plus, the so-called opposition, the Labour Party, has supported every single lockdown measure pushed by the so-called Conservative government. Now, a lot of those measures weren't even voted on in Parliament, but when they were, the Labour Party not only supported the Conservative government, but called for even more stringent, even more authoritarian measures. And that finally popped off in terms of confrontations, and we're going to get into this after the break because we've only got about a minute and a half. But there was a big confrontation in Bath, which is a city, I guess, about an hour and a half from London on the train, where a pub landlord confronted the opposition Labour leader. This went absolutely viral. This last time I saw it had about a million views on Twitter alone. Finally, somebody speaking truth to power. The truth buried by the monopoly mainstream media narrative, which hasn't even entertained the disgraceful, the overbearing, the ominous impact of lockdown, not just in terms of the economy, which of course we know leads to poverty, poverty leads to death, but in terms of social ostracization, atomization of families, not being able to see each other, and of course untreated cancer, all these other untreated illnesses that people are now dying of, not because of the pandemic, but because of lockdown. And now we're finally starting to see prominent examples of people resisting, not just in the United Kingdom, but in other countries. And after the break, when we get back, I'm going to explain why specifically there's a war on the pub in the United Kingdom, what the pub represents in terms of our culture, and why the government is still waging this war on pubs, even as it opens up non-essential retail or these transnational corporations, big box stores.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
And we are back. It is the second segment of the Summit News Hour. Now, over the past year or so, we've had big scaremongering narratives pushed by the monopoly media, the legacy media. The coronavirus pandemic, the way the infection is spreading is via people gathering in huge numbers in pubs, on the streets when they're drinking, and on beaches. Then when they actually did the studies into how this virus was spreading, this is the same in America, it's the same in any other developed nation, it was spreading through hospitals while all the nurses were doing TikTok dances, and it was spreading through care homes. When you boil down the numbers, over the past 12 months or so, only 3% of coronavirus infections spread via the hospitality industry, that is pubs, bars, restaurants. And in fact, I think the number is even lower on beaches. In fact, one of the safest places to be in terms of people not spreading coronavirus but still being able to enjoy vaunted leisure time with permission from the government is by being on the beach. Yet we had dozens and dozens of scare stories in the mainstream media over the past 12 months of videos, photographs of people enjoying themselves on the beach, and then these hectoring witch hunt mobs on Twitter pointing to those images and saying, oh my God, this is going to cause the third wave, the fourth wave. It was complete BS. The beaches are the safest place to be, and a close second place is the pubs. Now you ask yourself, aside from the internet, aside from social media, where is popular opinion, where is popular and in fact populist sentiment formed, especially in the United Kingdom with our much heralded drinking culture? It's primarily two of the primary locations in terms of IRL, I would argue, would be the hairdressers, the barbers, and in pubs. Now, every time I've been into a pub, when lockdown's been on and off, every time I've been into the barbers, what are people talking about? They're talking about how lockdown, how this relentless, fear-mongering, monopoly media propaganda narrative about coronavirus, about the vaunted efficacy of lockdown, is complete BS. So where does the government focus its most stringent, draconian, restrictive measures? It's on places like barbers, hairdressers, and pubs. Again, 3% of infections came from pubs, and yet now we have a situation where for the next month at least, you cannot go inside a pub. Oh, but the retailers, the big box transnational corporations, the likes of Primark Clothing Store, which is basically the Walmart of clothing in the United Kingdom, they're fully open. In fact, we had a story about this the other day from Summit News, where rabid consumers crush into massive Harrods queue after being locked down for months. And we have the pictures, we have the video in this news article. Hundreds of people crammed into close proximity with queues, and they've set up barriers to ensure these queues snake round and round and round so people can get into Harrods, so people to get in, can get into Primark, the Walmart of clothing stores. That's fine, that's acceptable for the next month at least, and yet still you can't go into a pub. People going to scramble for clothing deals in Primark or luxury items in Harrods are not stopping and having conversations with other people, with strangers. about the nature of the coronavirus lockdown or the pandemic itself. Where they are having those conversations, or where they would have those conversations, is in the barbers, is in the pubs, and they've been the hardest hit. We still can't go inside a pub. And this is why. I'm going to talk about that in a minute, but first we're going to go to these videos, because I mentioned it before the break. The first viral instance of a pub landlord confronting a politician, a leader of an opposition party, somebody who is supposed to act as a bulwark against the government, the Conservative government, yet his party, the Labour Party, has acted as a rubber stamp, as a green light at every single major juncture for the past year, in not only voting with the government, in not only advocating all the Conservative opposition parties' policies, but in fact demanding more stringent policies. And finally, a pub landlord, and by the way, last week I talked about it, we had 60-plus landlords, organisers, owners of pub chains come out and say that the vaccine passport is not going to work, it's going to be impossible to enforce, it's going to drive away business, it's going to put more pubs out of business, hundreds of which close in the UK on a monthly basis. Finally, we had this viral confrontation between a pub landlord in Bath in the United Kingdom and the leader of the fake opposition party, which acts as a rubber stamp for everything the government does. And it was refreshing, to say the least. We've got a clip of this. The initial confrontation will play between the pub landlord in Bath and the UK Labour Party leader, Keir Starmer. Let's go to this clip right now.
I have been truthfully incandescent about the job you've done.
No, not really.
Yes. Do you know what the average age of death with COVID is, according to the Office of National Statistics? It's 82 years and 3 months. The average age of death normally? 81. Do you understand that we have a poor economy because old people are dying? Do you see this graph? The last time we had this much death was 2008. That's the British Medical Journal. Look, I came here to speak to this man, not your security. You have failed me.
Thank you.
I've been a Labour voter my entire life. You have failed to be the opposition. You have failed to ask where the lockdown was functioning.
There's a car just behind. Can we just...
Do you understand? Thousands of people have died because you have failed to do your job and ask the real questions. Well, I am telling you now, and I hope this goes out, you have failed this country. You have seriously failed. You have allowed our children to wear masks in school when it's never been any evidence for it.
You want to come on in here a moment?
So there's the pub landlord in Bath confronting the Labour leader, and if you want to play the second video as I speak over it, which is this same Labour leader then trying to enter the pub owned by that same person who just confronted him, being harassed, being aggressively manhandled by security. And if you didn't hear what the landlord was saying, he was saying the average age of the COVID death was 82 years and 3 months compared to the average age of death in the UK, which is 81 years, making the point that this almost exclusively was killing off older people while the rest of the country was put under de facto house arrest. Keir Starmer, the Labour leader, responded by tweeting some terse, smarmy response saying, go register to vote. Why? To vote for the same party, the so-called opposition party, that support the ruling government at every turn of the table. Ridiculous. Now go away.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021. And I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew. that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working in the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
And we are back, and you saw the video, the viral video that's now got millions of views of the pub landlord in the UK confronting the fake opposition leader, Keir Starmer, about his relentless support for lockdown policies pushed by the ruling Conservative government. Finally, somebody speaking truth to power. And they tried to spin it as saying, oh, he was aggressive. He said the F word. Oh, my God, the horror. Who cares? Who cares? That went viral, and that's going to have a big impact going forward. And that's why they're targeting the pubs. That's why they're targeting the pubs in the sense of the retailers are all open. They have massive queues of hundreds of people snaking round Primark stores outside London. That's okay, that's fine, that's not a pandemic risk. But the pubs, we have to keep the pubs shut down. And why is that? Well, there's a very interesting article that was published today on lockdownskeptics.org, which I summarized on summit.news in this headline. Teacher, war on pubs is about silencing dissent. And this is by a writer and a university teacher called Sean Walsh. And he perfectly encapsulated why they're still targeting the pubs, why they're still not allowing people inside the pubs for the next month at least. And by the way, if you go to a pub in the UK, you have to give your name, you have to give your phone number, you have to give your address, you have to hand over your whole details to this new system that they're creating, which, as we've highlighted in the past, is intended to be rolled into a Chinese communist-style social credit score for the West. So why are they targeting the pubs? Well, a university teacher has published a fascinating article in which he argues that the shutdown of pubs in the UK is about silencing dissent. Sean Walsh questions why pubs are still semi-closed while other, quote, non-essential retail stores are allowed to fully open, despite the fact that the entire hospitality industry was responsible for just 3% of total COVID infections last year across the entire pandemic. The main bulk was in hospitals, it was in care homes, but no, they have to go after the pubs. He writes, quote, "It's tempting to conclude that the SAGE," and that's the bureaucratic health body that advises the government on lockdowns in this country, "are not worried that pubs are possible vectors of transmission, but that they are concerned that hospitality venues are potential theatres of dissent." And this is the point I was making before the break. That is where popular sentiment is formed outside of social media in the real world. In this country, at least, it's in the pubs. That's the forum where people congregate to swap stories, to swap anecdotes, to form the basis, the foundation of public opinion that drives populist sentiment in this country. He also notes that health bureaucrats seem to be intent on the British public remaining joyless as part of some demented puritanical drive to oversee, quote, "the crude sanitization of our understanding of the human soul." Now, he makes the point that pubs are not just a place of fun and frivolity, but an organizing forum where populist sentiment takes shape. He says, quote, "It's in the pub that people can whisper conspiracy against the government narrative, and conspiracies are always required that the like-minded are allowed to gather. It is over a drink that the millionaires and the pauper can come together and compare notes." And then he moves on to talk about the social credit score aspect of this war on pubs. Quote, "Boris Johnson is currently offering us a sinister inversion of what a pub is, one in which you are tracked, traced, audited, judged, and humiliated. The roadmap, in this industry at least, is one that leads you not into normal, but into a Twin Peaks version of it." And that's the entire point. Even to go to a pub at this moment, you have to capitulate, you have to submit to the prototype, the embryonic social credit score system, by handing over all your information. Now, of course, lots of people are just going to give them fake names and fake numbers, and they should do, because they should resist this at every turn available. But lots of people aren't. They're just going to say, well, what's a phone number? What's a name? What's a mask? As long as I can sit outside and enjoy a pint. And then it becomes permanent, and then it advances into every other area of life. It reverses the entire tradition of common law that our country is based on, whereby you're allowed to engage in any behavior, any activity, unless it's expressively forbidden by law. Now that's completely reversed, and now we have to have government permission to engage in the most normal, basic, routine leisure behavior. That's a complete 180 reversal of common law understanding that this country has operated under as its foundation for, what, over 1,000 years now. He continues by arguing that if the government was trying to build a police state, one of the first things it would do is to, quote, "stamp on the enjoyment of the grey, unwashed, and confiscate all mechanisms of dissent. Now, of course, we know through social media, if you dissent on social media, if you talk about vaccine reactions, and not even that, if you merely criticize the lockdown, even if you cite medical peer-reviewed papers, experts who are criticizing the lockdown, that will get you banned on social media. But they can't ban you from talking about it in a pub, right? Oh, well, they can if all the pubs are closed and you can't talk to anyone in the first place. Walsh writes, quote, the government's war on pubs is ticking both those boxes. And as I pointed out before the break, the government is perfectly happy with having hundreds of people congregate in huge crowds outside transnational corporate retail stores. Apparently that's not a vector for transmission. That's not going to spread the virus. But woe betide you go to a pub and meet your friends and talk about how much of a BS system the lockdown is. That apparently is the main threat. But now it's led to a confrontation, and hopefully there are many more confrontations and acts of resistance from hospitality managers, from restaurant owners, from pub landlords, as we saw in the video that we played in the previous segment. And this is related, a headline again out of Summit.News, UK still won't accelerate reopening despite COVID deaths dropping below road accident fatalities. I talked about that. COVID cases have dropped 94% from the peak that we had in this country. And again, yesterday, the UK recorded just 4 total deaths. The Telegraph reports that in comparison, the UK records an average of around 5 deaths from road accidents daily. So now there are literally more people dying on average per day from road accidents than COVID. Yet we don't ban cars, we don't shut down roads, but we still, for no reason whatsoever, shut down pubs. They say they're going to go on the data, not the dates, and yet they're refusing to acknowledge the data and accelerate the program of reopening. It's even worse in Australia, though, which had an even more draconian lockdown than basically every major developed nation in the world. Headline, Australia minister refuses to rule out electronic ankle bracelets to enforce home quarantine. Now, this is a country that, and we had the article back last year, which literally, as the government was announcing the lockdown, had police surround apartment blocks in Melbourne and in Sydney to ensure that people couldn't leave their own residential apartment blocks. That's how severe their lockdown was. We had multiple videos of police officers slamming people to the ground, slamming their heads to the ground if they failed to wear masks outside. Well, now a senior government minister in Australia has refused to rule out Australians being forced to wear electronic ankle bracelets, even if they're fully vaccinated, to make sure they're complying with home quarantine orders. Now, the question was asked of the employment minister over there in Australia, Stuart Robert, by a journalist called David Spears. He said, quote, what sort of ideas would there be for this? Regular visits, inspections to make sure they're home, ankle bracelets, some sort of monitoring, how do you do it? So they're now literally talking about applying prisoner on patrol methods, on parole methods, to ensure people self-quarantine at home in Australia if they come back into Australia as Australian citizens from another country. This is not ending anytime soon. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Summit.News with Paul Joseph Watson.
How you like me now? How you like me now?
You're back. It is the final segment and we switch into some other news now. And this is a video that came out a couple of days ago, headline up on Summit.News. The LGBT movement continues to inflict its progressive wave across America. Headline, disgusting video shows children being paraded around drag queen show taking cash tips. Yeah, another disgusting video has emerged of children being paraded around during a late night drag queen show in LA. Of course it's LA. As they are encouraged to take cash tips from members of the crowd. Now, we saw this before with Desmond is Amazing, and his mother actually came out afterwards and defended the fact that this 12-year-old kid was literally in a gay club in New York at night taking cash tips from these monsters in the crowd. Well, now it's happened again. The woman filming the video expresses her revulsion at the scene, commenting, "Why in the hell do these people got these effing little BEA kids at this effing drag show?" It was 11:40 p.m. at night. These people have children in an effing drag show in LA. Well, I would question why you're attending a drag show at midnight in the first place if it's so horrendous. But at least she got the video out, and at least she opposed it. Maybe she was unaware that there was a drag show taking place. But as you can see, the video shows two young blonde girls I guess they're, one of them's younger than the other. One of them's probably around 6 or 7. The other one's probably 10, I guess. Being made by a drag queen to perform poses to music as they collect money from the attendees. Now, the point I make in the article is, obviously this is completely effed up that you would have children at this disgusting parade of degeneracy in Los Angeles, trash hell city, in the first place. The responsibility solely rests on the organizers, the owners of this venue, and of course with the parents who would allow their children to be put up on stage to engage in this disgusting ritual. But the point I make in the article, who in the hell is sitting in the audience? What kind of creepy pervert? And there are dozens of them in this video, and we've had other videos in the past of similar scenes. What kind of creepy pervert would take dollar bills and offer them to 6, 7, 8-year-old kids who are performing in a drag show at 11:40 p.m. at night? This is the vaunted LGBT movement they're all supposed to grovel and genuflect to. Disgusting. And in the article, I point out a few examples of where this happened in the past. And there are many. I chose like half of the examples that I personally wrote about in the past 2 years. 2019, as I mentioned, Desmond is amazing, who literally appears with drag queens in videos where they've got artwork behind them which says Rohypnol on the artwork. They're talking about taking drugs in front of a 12-year-old kid, and he's up there laughing about it. They did it in 2019, gay club in New York, similar scene, 12-year-old boy posing, degenerate, creepy pervert sticking dollar bills or handing him dollar bills. We had another example posted to TikTok, another completely trash website that's destroying the youth of America on a daily basis, which showed a drag queen dancing suggestively in front of a girl no older than 6 as adults in the room applauded and cheered. Again, this is the same movement in many senses that rails against creepy men harassing and stalking women on the streets, and rightly so. That's a problem that exists. It's the same movement that does that and says that there needs to be a reckoning of toxic masculinity and we need to stop this rape culture of men harassing women on the streets and being perverts and being creeps, while simultaneously exposing 6, 7, 8-year-old girls to this very same perverted, degenerate, creep culture. Oh, but it's okay because it's in the name of the LGBT movement. BS. It's all the same degenerate trash. We had another example, as I cite in the article. A high school in Brooklyn handed out stickers to 4-year-old children, bearing in mind now the sex education in the UK has plummeted to the age where 5-year-old kids are being exposed to sex education. Disgusting. In Brooklyn, they handed out stickers to 4-year-old children during drag queen story time that said, quote, drag queen in training. Again, drag queen story time, where on numerous cases, it's been exposed that literal pedo sex offenders are infiltrating themselves into these events. Oh, what a surprise that pedo sex offenders would try to get around children in the name of progressivism and LGBT. They're literally handing out drag queen in training stickers in major American cities to 4-year-old kids. That is nothing less than disgusting and satanic. And it's the same people who say toxic masculinity, creepy pervert men on the streets need to be stopped. And they do. But you don't really have the moral high ground talking about creepy pervert men when you're parading your 7-year-old kids with drag queens, making them take cash dollar tips from these degenerate freaks in the crowd at these kind of events. And as I point in the article, there was actually a drag queen, which I would question anyone who involves himself in that lifestyle. Again, we look at transgender people, we look at the rate of suicide, we look at the rate of drug use, we look at the rate of STDs, which I've got another story about that. Why would you involve yourself in that lifestyle? But even he, Kitty DeMure, slammed woke parents for exposing their kids to drag queen culture. and I don't care what it is, you don't expose kids to any kind of sexualized culture whatsoever. But apparently, as long as it's under the banner of LGBT, then it's progressive, then it's fine. And these same people will then, on the other hand, talk about toxic masculinity, talk about harassment, talk about misogyny, talk about creepy pervert men, while at the same time, they're literally engaged in this, which I would argue was 100% worse. And on that subject, another nice cozy story here. STDs in America hit record high for six straight year. The numbers keep getting worse. America's sexually transmitted disease rates have hit a record high for the sixth straight year, with CDC researchers finding a 30% increase in STDs from 2015 to 2019. So in a four-year period alone, they rose by 30%. 2.5 million Americans had either chlamydia, gonorrhea, or syphilis infections in 2019, so progressive, with chlamydia cases rising 61% and gonorrhea cases spiking 42% among young people aged 15 to 24. Which again, they're bathed in this degenerate culture of having teenage girls parade themselves and shake their butts around on TikTok for dopamine, for likes, for follows, creating OnlyFans accounts. TikTok is the gateway drug to OnlyFans. That's fine. That's liberating. That's progressive. But oh, toxic masculinity is the problem. And again, just by coincidence, those people in that same age bracket are more chronically depressed and suicidal than ever before. Gee, I wonder if there's a connection there. The research also shows that gay and bisexual men account for nearly half of the primary and secondary syphilis infections, while syphilis infections among newborn babies quadrupled between 2015 and 2019. This is truly the Babylon system. Oh, but it's such a progressive, positive lifestyle. Yeah, it's positive in one way, perhaps not a good way. Black people had STD rates between 5 to 8 times higher than white people. Again, this is CDC numbers. While amongst Hispanics, the figure was double that of white people. And then I quote a doctor who says that 20 years ago they had a handle on it. The STD rates were going down in America. Now they're rising year upon year upon year. CDC study found that more than 4 out of 10 women who identify as transgender and live in big cities have contracted HIV. Again, destructive, demolishing lifestyle that they're being inducted into at an increasingly young age, and it's all being promoted by the culture, by the legacy media as something liberating, while at the same time they have record high suicide rates, record high chronic depression. I would suggest that inducting yourself into a life of hedonistic degeneracy, which leads to literally half of them catching STDs, serious illnesses, maybe that's not a positive thing. Maybe you should reject that kind of indoctrination, that kind of brainwashing. I conclude by saying the media and the culture's relentless promotion of degenerate promiscuity, again, fueled by dating apps, OnlyFans, TikTok primarily, for straight and gay people, and the rise of the LGBT movement obviously has nothing whatsoever to do with any of this. And I'll leave you with that cozy story. But stay tuned, because the George Floyd verdict is coming up soon, within an hour. We've got Owen Schroyer with the War Room ready to cover it as it unfolds.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.